This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Welcome to TV Torture Together, the podcast where we,
your favorite married couple,
dive into the world of TV shows one episode at a time. I'm Jacob.
I'm Laura, and each week we watch and dissect everything from drama to comedy, sci-fi to reality TV.
Whether we're loving a show,
hating it,
or just somewhere in between,
we bring our honest, no-holds-barred opinions,
and of course, some laughs along the way.
So grab your popcorn,
get cozy,
and join us as we break down our favorite binge-worthy shows,
one review at a time. Let's get started. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Jake. How's it going?
Good. It's not like this is the second time we've done this intro.
My microphone wasn't plugged in, and It took me a really long time to realize it. So here we are.
Hey, I'm just as fault because I was like, yeah, it sounds fine. I can hear you. We're good. So
I have a very loud voice, so it carried, I'm sure.
It was working, but we're all set now. Mics are plugged in, and we can hear each other just fine. Hopefully all of you can hear us also.
Yeah.
So tell us again. So you've been watching Sister Wives.
Yeah. So, well, no.
Well, I've no. Been watching. Secret Lives. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah. Season 2 of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I don't have many friends. And I mean, I'm not saying these girls are the reason why girls can't be friends, but I'm not saying they shouldn't. But yeah, it's just crazy, crazy. We took a week off, so I'm feeling pretty good. Excited to get this episode rolling. What about you, though? Have you been watching anything good on TV?
A couple of things came out. Excuse for that. Quarterback Season 2 came out. Finished that.
Yeah, Netflix.
It was pretty amazing.
You finished it already?
I have finished it.
There you go.
The only thing I can take out of Season 2 was Joe Burrows. He's a weird dude. He's a different type of dude. And my love for Kirk Cousins has just grown. Like,
you are a Cousins crusader. I don't know what his team's called or his fan group's called, but
I would love nothing more than to hang out with Kirk Cousins. Like,
you're a cuz.
Maybe you should just
call him cuzzes. I don't know.
I mean, obviously you know me, and from what you've, the little tiny bit you've watched on, I would hit it off of Kirk Cousins. Easy.
Yeah. He would be your new best friend. Watch out, Brad.
Kirk Cousins is coming after you.
Don't have Kirk Cousins speak at any church events, Jacob. Jacob's going to be losing his friendship card with Brad if that happens.
So that and the last season of Squid Games has come out, so I started that. So I've been digging in to that, except for this one's only 6 episodes, but each one's like an hour and 10 minutes long, so it's like a commitment to watch a single episode, which is crazy. So yeah, just that's what been watching.
Well, fun.
So
what are we gonna talk about today
for our week back? Now that we are back, we kind of planned up this idea and wanted to get it recorded, and things just didn't work out. Lives get busy, but we really wanted to talk about a kind of a little special. We're gonna do something a little different this time.
A little different.
Instead of how we normally dissect a TV show and review a TV show that we go through, we're going to talk about game shows and the different game shows that we have grown up with and that we have come to know and love and enjoy. And just have a fun conversation around some of our favorite game shows. And I'd like to kick one off because when you first brought this topic up, it came immediately to mind because for me, this was it. This was the dream show. And it's not your church. It's American Gladiators for kids, and it was on Nickelodeon, and it was called Guts. Were you a fan or ever watched Guts, Laura?
Never seen it. Don't know what you're talking about. What is the show?
Oh boy. So Guts in a American Gladiator-esque form. They didn't have people try to knock stuff off.
Beating on kids.
Right, yeah, there was no beating on kids and Guts.
Tennis balls in a 10-year-old's head? No? Okay.
The big thing is you were trying to win a piece of what was called the Aggro Crag, which was this big mountain-looking thing in the side of this arena. And you would compete in different type of challenges and games. that were all super fun. They were just, you have to look it up on YouTube, but they would do these fun games and it was like, I want to be on this game show. And then at the end, depending on the points you got, would give you a head start as you traversed the aggro crag at the end. So if you were in first place, you got like usually a 5 to 10 second head start. It was always fun because the aggro crag would be shooting fog at you, fake snow. They'd be pushing down fake boulders that would come crashing down on you. And if you made it to the top and hit the button, you got the aggro crag. And it was like this big trophy looking thing. And man, I dreamed of being on this show.
Okay. Aggro crag, huh?
And you never watched it, huh?
No. No.
Yeah, it refers to the final obstacle in Nickelodeon's game show Guts.
Our viewers should also pull up a picture. Okay, this just looks like a green line chart, really. I don't know how to explain
it. So I don't know how well you can see this, but that
I have it pulled up on my computer too. Okay.
So you can kind of see the mount, and each team's side was colored, and you had to traverse your side of the aggro crag. But if you look it up, there's so many different games that I got to play, and they were all cool looking, and I just wanted to be in every single one of them and just had dreams of being on the aggro crag.
Wow. I see this picture of a child hoisting it above his head. It looks giant.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. It does look giant. Confirmed.
So when you think of... That was mine. So when you think of game shows, Laura, and like game shows at any time, what one just really is like, this was it for me? Like what really stood out to you?
Supermarket Sweep.
That doesn't
Supermarket bother me. Sweep. And I hate shopping. Like I will do grocery pickup. Like so thankful that that has happened and has come into my lifetime. But Supermarket Sweep, I absolutely loved. Me and my little brother, Robert, I don't know if it was ever his dream, but it was certainly my dream to be on Supermarket Sweep. I don't know what color team we would be. I don't know if he had a preference of color. Probably the yellow team. It was my assigned color as a child. But boy, would I love to guess the price of things and to push around a shopping cart to get frozen turkeys and toilet paper. Like, man, what a dream. What a dream. Those big condiments, you know, big blow up ketchup that they're running back down the aisle. And
am I mistaken? Like, and in this, I'm familiar, I've watched the show, I've seen the show, but
yes.
Was there times where like there was like the like secret item or special item and they found that it was like worth more money or points if they could figure out what the secret item was or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember how it happened because, I mean, it's been decades.
Sure.
And I know they did revive it with Leslie Jones, but not a big Leslie Jones fan. So, yeah, but boy, did it captivate me as a young child to watch grown adults.
Could we do that for our next shopping trip for groceries? It's just pretend we are in the show, grab two carts, and just start running through a grocery store. And
we're just hauling frozen turkeys. They're like, yikes, the Chicago, we're coming through.
So that was for you. Now, were you familiar with another game show that was near and dear to me? I know you know this one because everybody knew this one.
Okay.
Double Dare.
I remember hearing about it.
Oh, no.
I'm sure I watched it, but it's not like on my mind. So you're thinking more like game shows directed at kids?
Not necessarily. These are ones that just stood out because my absolute favorite. Well, I'm waiting to share my absolute favorite game show. I'm just talking about game shows in general here. But Double Dare was another one that you just went. Here's the funny thing about Double Dare. Mm-hmm. The whole point of the game was like, so you got asked a trivia question.
Yes.
And if your family felt they couldn't answer it, they would dare the other team to answer it. But if they felt they couldn't answer it, then they would double dare the other family, which was great because then the family had to do a challenge, some sort of challenge to win a thing. Okay. So no one wants to answer the stupid questions. You just want to go out there and like pick a big giant nose because that was one of them. Like it was slime in this giant nose.
I remember
you had to stick
that.
Your hand there and find a flag. The pie making one where you had to wheel them through the the pie maker, like weird things like that. But no one wants to answer trivia questions. So would you not just double dare every time? You would be that person. I'd be like, double dare.
And I would answer every trivia. I'd be like, I know my stuff, folks. I came here to show off my mad skills, yo.
Well, you came here to pick a giant nose.
I was just saying, like, are we thinking, like, kids, like, game shows? Because when I think of, like, the quintessential kids game show, I think of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Okay. I mean, if you're talking about game shows, I have to hand it to you. I didn't even think of that game show. And for kids, you are I'm being specific. You're 100%. You're 100%. Correct. I loved Where in the World is Carmen. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Carmen Sandiego.
My favorite part, I love Rockapella. Like, I just want them to sing that. Like, we saw them once in Branson, Missouri.
Which was crazy. We got to see them alive.
That's all we wanted them to hear them sing, though. I'm like, boo, sing Carmen Sandiego. But, like, what I loved most about that was, like, when the different, like, bad guys would get caught and they're like, double trouble in jail. That was my favorite part.
Yes.
That was my favorite part. But I liked it because you had to be smart. You had to, like, know your stuff. And I enjoyed watching that. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Great classic show. Great show. Some other good kid ones before we move on to my favorite ones. The Lost Temple was great. Did you watch The Lost Temple at all?
A Nickelodeon kid.
Okay, that's fair. A lot of my game shows growing up came from Nickelodeon. So, like, The Lost Temple, Double Dare,
We didn't have cable. Like, we had cable when I was, like, maybe, like, 8. But I think we didn't get cable until I was, like, 15 or 16 after that. So, I missed a lot of these.
If you're thinking, we're going to save one for a little later in the conversation, but if you're thinking, like, since, you know, like, the tip of the iceberg of game shows, I mean, we have to have that conversation. Great game show.
So we've moved past kids. We're now talking about the $1 million pyramid. Is that what you're talking about?
Listen here, folks. We're not in any order. It's not about these are kids. You can name any game show you want, and we're going to talk about it. That's the format here.
Okay, but it's not like Lost Temple has a pyramid, and that's what we're talking about. I just want to make sure we're talking about the game show, the $1 million pyramid.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, that's a good one. Like, things your mother-in-law would say. Things you do in the bathroom.
Now, if I'm mistaken, the pyramid, they would always be one celebrity and one regular person. Is that correct? Or was it just two random people?
I don't remember. Are you thinking of Password?
No, not Password. Pyramid.
Okay.
I know they remade Pyramid. Or they did a reboot of Re-Pyramid.
Like, with celebrities?
And then it was like a regular person and a celebrity. Yeah. And they would do it. But I can't remember.
Maybe they did. I don't remember because I just remember the actual pyramid and, like, you know, things you do in a car.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah,
because it was basically just a clue game, right? Like, they had to get them to guess a word, and they had to say clues to get them to guess that word, and doing it frankly. And who doesn't love a game show like that? Like, we play board games that are like that, and I love them. Like, it's fun giving clues on that. What is the game show that was, like, I believe all celebrities, but they all sat in, like, these box squares.
You're thinking of Hollywood. No, you're thinking of Hollywood Squares.
Yes.
Tic-tac-toe. Yep.
Yeah.
They'd always give like a jokey answer, and then they'd give the real one. Yeah.
Were you a Hollywood Square fan?
I loved Hollywood Squares. I loved it. I know, like, when we were growing up, it was Whoopi Goldberg was the center square. And they'd always have, like, cool. It was always cool. It was just fun to see who was going to give an answer, who was funny, who was not. You got to learn a little bit about your celebrities.
What? So was the point, was it a tic-tac-toe board? Was that the point?
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network. And if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
One was an X and one was an O. Yeah.
Do you remember? I don't remember much about this show. Was this like you were trying to get the celebrity to give you the right answer, or you were picking the celebrity that gave you the right answer to get your three in a row?
So they would read a question, and you would pick the celebrity you wanted to answer. So your spot on the tic-tac-toe board. They would ask the celebrity the question. The celebrity would give an answer, and you would agree or disagree. And if you agreed, you got, you know, circle takes the square. But if you got it wrong, then the other person would get the, you know, the square. So if I was X and I was wrong, it would be a zero, like an O, and you would get that, and then you could play. So yeah, it was kind of like, do I know the answer? So, you know, the celebrities could say whatever they want. And I'm sure their jokes were written. I'm not naive. But I don't think Whoopi Goldberg's that sassy.
But to us, they were making them up on the spot. Like they were just so whimsical, they could just fling them off the fly.
Just so funny that, you know, not planned at all to make a joke about whatever. And it was good banter between the celebrities. I thought you were talking about Match Game, another one where there's a celebrity panel of like 10 people. They read a funny question, and then everyone would write down their answer. All the celebrities would write down, they'd lock in their answer, and then you as a contestant would answer and see if you matched any of the celebrities.
Okay. I'd never watched that particular
one. Yeah, they brought that one back too, and it was pretty funny, but I just loved it because it's always like, you know, I don't know, vampires, you know, Dracula went out one night, and he said, boy, it's a, blood blank out there, and then everyone would think, and you'd bath, and, you know, or whatever.
Sure.
And then people would make jokes, and sometimes too, they would give a jokey answer, and then they'd give like, you know, oh, I thought he meant like blood, you know, pool, and then, but he went to the bank, and then, yeah.
Gotcha.
And then the showdown, like whoever won like the most and went to like the winning event of the night, they would pick one celebrity, and they would, like, the celebrity would, you know, pick their answer or whatever, and then the person would try to match it to win.
Okay.
Or they'd pick the top three, something like that. But anyway, yeah.
Some other classic icons. We're getting to – there's one game show I've been waiting to save here to the end because it's like – okay. But we had like Press Your Luck, which we just watched a movie on about a guy who was able to solve the whole board and win all this money. And they were freaking out because which was crazy to learn as a true story with Press Your Luck. The original game only had 5 patterns. They felt no need that they needed to make any more than 5 patterns. So this guy was able to learn every pattern.
I think it was maybe nine.
But it was a very low amount of patterns.
Not
that they,
more than 10. Put it that way.
So he was very able to figure out this pattern and land on everything without hitting whammies and win all this money. It was crazy. But great game show. And you have some of your classics out there like Jeopardy. I was never a huge fan of Jeopardy. I'd watch every once in a while. Jeopardy was only cool when Ken Jennings, to me, was on it. That's when I cared about Jeopardy because it was just the cool thing. Like, oh, this dude's like winning all this money in Jeopardy.
But you can't talk about Jeopardy and not talk about the SNL skits where I can't remember who would always play Sean Connery, and it's like, suck it, Trebek. Like, how can you not talk about that? Yeah, Jeopardy's a classic. But when I think of game shows, I think of like daytime TV. When I think of daytime TV, I'm thinking I'm sick at home as a child, and all I get to do is watch game shows. I start with The Price is Right. Come on down. You know, Showcase Showdown.
Don't get too deep in that thought, because we're saving that conversation for next week. For game shows. Yeah, save that for next week's episode. We're going to
tune in. But stay tuned.
You brought up the show I want, because this has to be like, when you think of all game shows that have been out there, and they're like, there's several. You got American Gladiator. We've talked about a few already. But I think the one that everybody is we didn't even talk about Wheel of Fortune, a classic game, which they've been like the host and Vanna White. I mean, they were doing that Wheel of Fortune forever. It seemed like they were never going to go away. And another one to that is the famous Price is Right. I mean, who doesn't love the Price is Right?
Right.
And it felt like Bob Barker was never going to leave the Price is Right. That guy ran that show forever.
Right. Right. Price is Right. Good show.
Like, if someone came to me right now and said, you could be on one game show and you could only choose one, I'd have to go with the Price is Right. I want my chance to spin the big wheel. I want to win the big showcase. I want to be so lucky where I can guess the showcase within $100 and then I win both of them.
Double showcase. Okay, I have an unconventional choice for that, and it's not Supermarket Sweep. If I could be on any game show, I would want to be on Let's Make a Deal.
Okay.
So I want to dress in a costume. I want to go up and talk to, it was Wayne Brady recently. I don't remember who did it before, but I want to be like in a funny costume and just, do I take this deal or not? Like, do I, you know,
I mean, get you want to be on with Wayne Brady as the host. Wayne Brady.
Well,
awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. He is pretty cool. So, you know, I want to pick, you know, curtain number one, curtain number two, or curtain number three. Like, I want to do Let's Make a Deal. So for me, that's the game show that I would choose to go on. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Bringing a bag loaded with a bunch of stuff. So at the end, when they're like, if anybody has a handkerchief,
piece of gum. Yeah.
Right.
What they do is they go to someone and they say, all right, do you have something with your picture on it? Or, you know, or, oh, do you have a match? You know, so they go and, you know, kind of pick people and ask them if they have certain things. That to me would be a fun show to go on.
Another great game show to be on, right around the same thing, Deal or No Deal. I mean, how fun would that game show be?
Yeah.
Get to pick your briefcase.
Always take the bank offer, though. I would be like, oh, it's not going to get better than this. I'm going to take this offer.
Your first offer would come and you'd be like, I will give you $3,500. You're like, deal. You're like, I won.
$3,500 more than I came in. I'll have the $1 million briefcase. And I'm like, well, you know, but I do have $3,500. Yeah, I would take the deal immediately. Jacob knows anytime that there's like a deal being offered, I'm like, take the deal. I'm always scared that it's just going to get lower and lower. Yeah. Another classic I think that we would be remiss to not speak about is Family Feud.
Yeah. Oh, Family Feud. Yeah.
Family Feud. And I just kind of pulled up my favorite Family Feud. There's lots of funny Family Feud clips on the internet. I could probably spend hours watching funny Family Feud. But I love the guy in the UK that these were the questions that he had. Name something people take with them to the beach. He says turkey. The first thing you buy in a supermarket, he says turkey. The next question was a food often stuffed, to which he responds,
turkey.
Turkey. We're thinking the only thing that could be funnier, it's like name a foreign country.
Turkey.
name something on a sandwich, like turkey. Like, oh, I just love that one.
Bring up a great thing. So, the game show you just named,
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Oh my goodness, it's had several hosts throughout its time. Who's your like Steve Harvey? Hands down, is the best host of that show.
Really, you didn't like it when the guy that played Al from
he Home was good
was the host.
But there's just but Richard there's just
Richard Dawson that insisted on kissing every woman on the lips.
Yeah. There's just something about Steve Harvey. He does such a good job hosting that show. It's fun.
Steve Harvey, I think what Steve Harvey's really good at is reactions. I think he's really good at making a big reaction. Like, you know that's not up there. And then it's up there and he's like, ooh.
Yeah. But I think that you're true on that too. And he's not afraid to be like, that is the dumbest answer I've ever heard. Like he really rides into those real dumb answers.
Yeah. And can we mention though that Joey Fatone was the announcer on Family Feud?
He was for Family Feud.
I don't know if he still is. But yeah, he was the voice of Family Feud. And I knew that just because I know Joey Fatone. I know his voice.
Pop star artist to announcer on Family Feud. Not a bad trade-in. I mean, no. Family Feud is a great show.
Side note, just because I love NSYNC tangents, but when One Direction broke up, they kind of somewhat, I don't know who it was, but wrote this post to like all the members of One Direction. They're like, you know, your future looks pretty bad. The second most successful person in NSYNC is Joey Fatone. Let that sink in. Joey freaking Fatone. And it was true. But yeah, I listened to a podcast where he actually is a friend of the show and comes on a lot. And boy, do they love Fatone. He's just living his best life.
Well, and at this point, I would say now, I would say he's the most relatable one now, more than even Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake's kind of fell off the earth, and now you have our boy.
Here's the problem. No, Justin Timberlake can still sell concert tickets. No one's going to a Joey Fatone concert.
Yeah, it but just Joey Fatone, I'm saying, has done a good job of taking, like, he's not that pop star singer anymore, and has channeled that into other things, like The Masked Singer and other things he's done. Oh, and, yeah.
The White Rabbit. I knew immediately, did I not?
Yeah. I was proud of myself. Season one, okay, speaking of game shows, this is technically a different type of game show, but I was impressed when right off the bat it was like one voice, like one word in. I was like, Ricky Lake, that's Ricky Lake.
I need to preface this that almost everybody he was guessing Ricky Lake for, so the one time he was right.
No. This one I was like, this is Ricky Lake.
Guessed Ricky Lake and was wrong are not going to be mentioned.
No, this was the only time. I'm Ricky Lake. No. You got the story wrong because this was season one. I didn't have a chance to guess everybody else Ricky Lake.
I'm gonna Google that, but go on. Tell your Ricky Lake story.
You are taking your fans. She is taking away my thunder. There was no other options. I guessed Ricky Lake and only Ricky Lake.
On the first season. So good job, Jacob. Boom. I was wrong. Don't isolate that clip, Brad, and play it as a commercial for every show on the Hopecast Network.
Brad, this is the PSA wrong. As our next advertisement on TV Torture of Laura just going, I was wrong.
The TV Torture where Laura may admit she's wrong.
I mean, so yeah, they're, you know, we spent some time. Those are some kind iconic TV shows that you may have heard of or known of. We'd love to hear your thoughts on like what game shows that were your favorites and what you went through. And next week we're going
to
spend
some. Where can they do that, Jacob? Where can they tell us those things?
They can go to thehopecastnetwork.com where you can leave voice messages or typed messages. You can leave comments. You can even follow on Instagram, the Hopecast Network on Instagram and other social media platforms to keep up to current things and look for that clip of Laura saying she's wrong. We will make sure that is posted as our Instagram.
You want that as your ringtone. Yeah. Call in. Let us know.
Yeah. And, you know, we'd love to hear what your favorite game shows are. What did you like to watch? And next week, we are going to spend some time on this conversation of game shows, but talk about kind of what made them special to us when we were younger and where do they relate today? Are they the same? And do they have the same relevance as they used to? And are they still relevant? Or has game shows in general changed? So that's what we're going to focus on next week. So wherever you listen to our podcast, we appreciate your listens. We ask that you please subscribe and like and comment and share and all that good stuff. And join in on the conversation because we love to hear your thoughts. So from me and Laura here on the Torture TV Together, we appreciate you. Go check out our other shows on the Hopecast Network. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.